very different. So there is no licensing equivalent of combat medic to civilian side, whereas we are taught to do, you know, anything that's going to save a life in a combat situation. Something happens, so whether that's chest tubes or intubating, you know, a cricothyroidotomy, you know, all stuff that in civilian life only a doctor is going to do, or a PhD. Basically, a combat medic, your scope of practice is whatever your physician's assistant or whoever is above you is going to teach you. So in training, you know, they teach you how to do sutures and the chest tubes and the crikes and, you know, that kind of immediate life-saving stuff, because it could be a very, very long time before that patient gets to the hospital. You know, if you're waiting for that doctor to be able to do that, you know, probably not a very high chance. But once you get to a unit, if your PA teaches you to do some kind of surgery, you know, then that is your scope of work. You can do that. Civilian side, you'd be in a lot of trouble for doing something outside of your scope of work.